USA News, I'm Corey Myers. President Biden says Republicans and Democrats have agreed, in principle, on a debt ceiling deal.
It took weeks, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made the announcement Saturday night.
We have come to an agreement in principle. We still have a lot of work to do, but I believe this is an agreement in principle that's worthy of the American people.
Part of the work remaining includes McCarthy writing out the bill's language. He said what's ahead are, quote, historic reductions in spending without any new taxes or government programs. President Biden said the compromise doesn't make everyone happy, but that's the, quote, responsibility of governing. ABC News reports that it's a two-year budget deal that would separately raise the debt limit for 2 years. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Over 37 million people traveling on America's highways this holiday weekend. That's up 6% from last Memorial Day. And AAA says it's partly because of cheaper gas. As of Friday, the national average for a gallon of regular was $3.57. Another horse has died at Churchill Downs in Louisville. It's the second horse to die in as many days at the famed Kentucky racetrack and the 12th in the past month. Kimberly Dream was euthanized after suffering a leg injury in a race yesterday, with a horse named Lost in Limbo also put down due to an injury on Friday. A statement released by the racetrack said that the news comes with absolute dismay and sorrow, and that officials are working to determine both the cause and future investments to minimize risk. The Hollywood writers' strike may be entering its 27th day, but the Writers Guild has a higher power on their side. Pope Francis addressed artists and writers from across the globe during a conference at the Vatican yesterday. This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and member FDIC.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
There will be a Game 7 in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals.
That's because the Boston Celtics beat the Heat in Miami in a thriller, 104-103. Derek White put back an offensive rebound in the final second.
However, we got to get it done. We got it done. Now it's on to Game 7.
Boston is only the fourth team in NBA history to force a Game 7 after trailing the series 3-0. Miami's determined the Celtics not become the first team to win the series from that position. Coach Eric Spoelstra.
There's been nothing easy about this season for our group, and so we just have to do it the hard way.
The decider plays out Monday night at TD Garden.
During the COVID pandemic, lots of changes were made so that we didn't have to touch anything. But now one of those is going away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
They go out, they want to hold on to a menu, they want to compare different items, they want to look at the ingredients that they're about to eat.
One downside for restaurants going back to hard copy menus, flexibility. QR codes let them easily and instantly change prices. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.